I believe in choice. We as Canadians live in a free, democratic society. From our religious and political beliefs to the relationships we maintain, we are surrounded by choice. Choice is fundamental to whom we are as a nation, and it is guaranteed in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Freedom, too, is a choice. What, where, when, and why to do is a matter of choice. When that choice is taken away, problems ensue. For years now, I've heard the opinion that reading is declining, especially the reading of quality material. Close your eyes and think. Do you currently have a mental picture of Canadians as a literate society of readers? Are you seeing families sharing books, or teens reading and discussing literature in malls or parks? Or does your mental picture involve children playing video games with earbuds pumping out music? I think for many of us, we have a vision of the latter. And this vision has caused us to take corrective action in the form of forcing reading upon our children. This is not to say that there's anything wrong with instituting family reading time or having rules that state reading comes before other activities. What's wrong is the anxiety parents feel about an activity that should be fun and relaxing. Are my children reading enough? Are they reading the right type of material? Should they be reading at higher levels? When should I introduce novels without pictures? This anxiety often leads to well-meaning adults forcing reading material upon children, reading material that is too difficult or that students don't connect to. Motivation plummets and children disengage. Just take a step back for a minute. I asked myself recently, of all my close friends, who are the readers? My answer was, all of them. Every single one. To be fair, I'm a teacher and have many teacher friends, so I eliminated all the teachers. Sorry, guys. And asked again. Same answer. I have friends from various educational and socioeconomic backgrounds, and they all read for pleasure. Now, as far as I know, none of these people were hatched from an egg, fully grown with a book in their hands. So somewhere along the way, they learned to love reading. My guess is the love of reading emanates from the ability to choose books that are personally interesting from a vast array of options. When you're an adult, few people force you to read or restrict your choices, and this freedom is liberating. Moving back to the classroom, every year I work with a diverse group of readers that fall somewhere along the continuum of avid to reluctant, or even non-reader. I see that I have a monumentally important task before me, to turn these students into nothing less than lifelong readers. But lifelong readers of what? Chaucer and Dickens? Sure, if that's what they want to read. Shel Silverstein and Robert Munsch? Why not? National Geographic, Popular Mechanics, and Weekly Newspapers? Yep, that too, if that's where their hearts lie. The fact is, reading in all its forms offers so many benefits that it doesn't really matter what students read, so long as they are engaged, they understand, and they can think critically about the material. I truly think that we need to give up this elitist notion of some literature being innately superior to other literature. I could probably list off nearly every genre and format of text and come up with a defense of its merit, but that would be beside the point. I believe in choice because, sooner or later, students will have it in space. Lifelong readers choose to read because they've developed their own personally relevant list of reasons why, and every list has merit. This year I have a student who can decode text fluently, and his comprehension ranges from accurate to insightful. Despite these strengths, it is like pulling teeth to get him to read during free reading time. Recently, he found a set of graphic novels I ordered. He chose one to share with a friend. Together, these two students read, giggled, and discussed text for an hour, occasionally surfacing so they could read a section of the story to me. As I sat observing them, I realized that variations of the story played out time and again during my years of teaching. These are the students that slump home with low grades in language arts. They are capable and bright, and there's no reason they shouldn't be doing well, so we label them lazy. But they aren't lazy. They are bored, tired, and disengaged. They don't see the point of the school's reading program. Choice gives them that point. I believe in choice, and my classroom will reflect this belief by providing students with a choice of reading materials and a curriculum that values their choices.